This is Confessions of a Book Collector. I'm your host, David Headley, and I will be exploring all aspects of publishing and book collecting, interviewing best-selling and upcoming authors, and sharing insights on books both old and new. Welcome back to Confessions of a Book Collector. Today, I wanted to look back at 2023 and take you on a journey setting our literary compasses for the adventures yet to unfold in 2024. 23 was a year full of romanticism and dark academia, and I'm afraid 2024 seems likely to be the same. But I want to revisit the pages of other standout novels that left an indelible mark on me, and books which I believe that should be gracing your bookshelves and living in your heart as they are mine. From the breathtaking prose of In Memoriam that swept us into the love of two men in the First World War, to the thought-provoking narrative of Goes a River that challenged our perspectives, it's been a year of literary exploration and discovery. As I mentioned, In Memoriam by Alice Wynne, well, I mean, it's hard to believe that it is a debut novel because it is so accomplished. It's affecting and moving. It's a devastating love story between two young men who moved from their English boarding school to the unspeakable horrors of the Western Front during the First World War. Gaunt and Elwood are increasingly drawn to each other. Both believe their love for each other is unrequited, and each is afraid to risk following his heart until it may be too late. Their story will live in your mind and your heart long after you've closed the final pages. This is an extraordinary debut, and it is my debut of the year, absolutely, without question, in 2023. It seems to be on every list. It clearly was the right book at the right time, but just beautiful. Go As the River by Shelley Reid is also another novel that I completely fell head over heels with. It's a remarkable novel. Victoria Tory, as we come to know her, is travelling one day, autumn day in 1948. She delivers late season peaches from her family's farm set amid the wild beauty of Colorado. And then she heads into the village. As she nears an intersection, a dishevelled stranger stops to ask her the way. How she chooses to answer will unknowingly alter the course of both of their young lives. And so begins this mesmerising story of split-second choices and courageous acts that propel Victoria away from the only home that she's ever known and towards a reckoning with loss, hope, and her own untapped strength. Gathering all the pieces of her small and extraordinary existence, spinning through the eddies of desire, heartbreak, and betrayal, she will arrive at a single rocky destination that will change her life forever. Go As a River is a heart-wrenching coming-of-age story and a drama of enthralling power. Combining unforgettable characters and a breathtaking natural setting, it is a sweeping story of survival and becoming, of the deepest mysteries of love, truth, and fate. It's perfect for fans of Where the Crawdads Sing. Reid's hypnotic and beautifully written debut traces the path of a lifetime as young Tori Nash absorbs the transformative words of a mysterious stranger. I can't recommend this book more highly. I just loved it. I think it could win prizes, but it deserves to. It's just remarkable. Something really quite different, though, for 2023, None of This is True by Lisa Jewell. Lisa Jewell has been around for a number of years. I think this is her 21st book, but it is quite remarkable. It's about a young woman called Alex Summer, who is celebrating her 45th birthday at her local pub, when a young, unassuming woman called Josie Fair crosses paths with her. Josie says she's also celebrating her 45th birthday. A few days later, they bump into each other again, and this time it's outside Alex's children's school. Josie says that she thinks she would be an interesting subject for Alex's podcast. And she is, she tells Alex, on the cusp of a great change in her life. And Alex agrees to a trial interview, and indeed, Josie's life appears to be strange and complicated. Alex finds her unsettling, but can't quite resist the temptation to keep digging. And slowly, Alex starts to realise that Josie has been hiding some very dark secrets, and before she knows it, Josie has cajoled her way into Alex's life and into her home. But soon Alex begins to wonder, who really is Josie Fair, and what has she done? It's truly gripping. The characterization is incredible. The pace is perfect. I couldn't put it down. It's absolutely one of my books of 2023. And something again, completely different, Sparrow by James Hines. If you are part of our Book of the Month Club, the premier Book of the Month Club at Goldsboro, then you will know some of these books. You probably will have read them because I've chosen these books in the main as books of the month because of their extraordinary tales and the beautiful writing. I urge you, if you're not in Premier, just to go to goldsborobooks.com and have a look at Premier. I'll keep mentioning it just because it is a book club that I'm incredibly proud of. I've spent nearly 20 years building this book club, and some of the choices that we have made have gone on to be huge bestsellers and blockbuster movies, but also increased in value. And some of the editions that we have produced in 2023 are some of the most beautiful that we've ever done. Anyway, do take a look at Premier. But on to Sparrow by James Hines. Sparrow was a book that was sent to me in 2022 as a manuscript by Ravi Merchandani, who is the publisher. He asked me to take a look at it. I couldn't put it down from the first page. Sparrow tells the story of Jacob, the son of no one, last survivor of an abandoned British Roman town, raised in a brothel on the Spanish coast in the waning years of the Roman Empire. A boy of no known origin creates his own identity. He is Sparrow, who sings without reason and can fly from trouble. His world is a kitchen, a herb-scented garden, then the loud and dangerous tavern, and finally the mysterious upstairs where the wolves, prostitutes of every ethnic background from the far reaches of the empire, do their mysterious business. We're not being told stories by his beloved mother, Utupa. He runs errands for her lover, the cook, while trying to avoid the blows of her brutal overseer or the machinations of the chief wolf, Melpomene. A hard fate awaits Sparrow, one that involves suffering, murder, mayhem, and the scattering of a little community that has been his whole world. Through meticulous research and bold imagination, Hines brings the entirety of the Roman city of Carthago Nova, its markets, temples, taverns of the lonely, and the mansions of the rich to vivid life. Sparrow recreates a lost world of the last of old pagan Rome, as codes and morals give way before the new religion of Christianity, and introduces readers to one of the most powerfully affecting and memorable characters in recent fiction. Sparrow just is one of the most remarkable books, not the author's first by any means, but absolutely his best. I can't recommend it enough. Something different, but staying with historical, The Square of Sevens by Laura Shepherd Robinson. You will know, if you listen to my podcast, how much of a fan I am of Laura Shepherd Robinson's books. Her first book, Blood and Sugar, is so incredible. And then her follow-up, The Daughters of Night, again, just an amazing storyteller. Well, I have to say, The Square of Sevens, again, is just another notch up. Incredible, beautiful storytelling. A girl known only as Red, the daughter of a Cornish fortune teller, travels with her father making a living, predicting fortunes using the ancient method, the Square of Sevens. When her father suddenly dies, Red becomes a ward of a gentleman's scholar. But now, raised as a lady amidst the Georgian splendour of Bath, her fortune telling is a delight to high society. But she cannot ignore the questions that gnaw at her soul. Who was her mother? How did she die? And who are the mysterious enemies her father was always terrified would find them? The pursuit of these mysteries takes her from Cornwall and Bath to London and Devon, from the rough ribaldry of Bartholomew Fair to the grand houses of the two of the most powerful families in England. And while Red's quest brings her the possibility of great reward, it also leads her to grave danger. Laura Shepherd Robinson's The Square of Sevens is an epic and sweeping novel set in Georgian high society, a dazzling story offering up mystery, intrigue, heartbreak, and an audacious twist. I can't wait. If you haven't read it, just read it and then tell me how brilliant it is if you want to contact me. I think it's incredible. But these books are not just stories, they were companions, guiding us through the highs and lows of human experience. And as we've now bid farewell to 2023, let's carry the echoes of these narratives with us into the uncharted territory of the coming year. I want to cast your gaze forward towards 2024, a year that promises new voices, fresh perspectives, and untold adventures. I've had the privilege of catching a glimpse of some upcoming releases, and I'm eager to share them with you today. These are the books that I really want you to experience and have these books as treasures sitting on your bookshelves going forward. You can be sure that I will be doing something special with these books that I'm going to recommend to you. From the enchanting prose of A Literal Trickery to the gripping storytelling of Jenny Godfrey, the literary landscape of 2024 is set to be a tapestry of diverse tales. These are the stories that will captivate our imaginations and leave an imprint on the literary canvas of the year ahead. My first book I'm going to talk about is The List of Suspicious Things by Jenny Godfrey. It's just brilliant. It's set in Yorkshire 1979. Maggie Thatcher is Prime Minister. Drainpipe jeans are in. And Miv is convinced that her dad wants to move their family down south because of the murders. Leaving Yorkshire and her best friend Sharon simply isn't an option, no matter the dangers lurking around their way or the strangeness at home that started the day Miv's mum stopped talking. Perhaps if she could solve the case of the disappearing women, they could stay after all. So Miv and Sharon decide to make a list of all the suspicious people and things down their street, people they know, people they don't. But their search for the truth reveals more secrets in their neighbourhood, within their families, and between each other than they ever thought possible. What if the real mystery Miv needs to solve is the one that lies much closer to home? I think this is going to be a book that's going to be on everybody's list in 2024. It's incredibly written. It's about the Yorkshire Ripper, but it's not. And it is just so brilliantly done. It's so clever and an incredible debut. I can't wait for people to read it. Another book that you've probably already heard about because it has been everywhere. It has been on all social medias. It's everyone's talking about it. It's called The Fellowship of Puzzle Makers by Samuel Burr. It's an extraordinary, gloriously uplifting and hotly anticipated debut. Sometimes finding your place in the world is the greatest puzzle of all, it says. Clayton Stumper is an enigma. He might be 25 years old, but he dresses like your granddad and drinks sherry like your aunt. Abandoned at birth on the steps of the Fellowship of Puzzle Makers, he was raised by the sharpest minds in the British Isles and finds himself amongst the last survivors of a fading institution. When the esteemed crossword compiler Pippa Alsbrook passes away, she bestows her final puzzle to him, a promise to reveal the mystery of his parentage and prepare him for his future. Yet as Clay begins to unpick the clues, he uncovers something even the Fellowship could never have been able to solve. And its secret will change everything. It's heartwarming and beautifully written and clever. And I think people will be talking about this book all year. It's just a beautiful, beautiful novel. And I think it promises to be a bestseller. My January book of the month is called One of the Good Guys by Araminta Hall. Araminta has appeared on the podcast Confessions of a Book Collector before. And I do think she's probably one of the most talented, clever, dark thriller writers writing today. I know that's a big statement, but honestly, I've been a fan of Araminta for quite some time. Her perception of humanity and her clever way of writing her books is just standout. And I remember reading Gone Girl by Gillian Flynn a long time ago now, and I thought that that was a book that just did something quite different. And obviously it's become one of those books and a major movie that just has brought people to this dark side of thriller. And Araminta's One of the Good Guys is, I think, one of those books that will just be in that vein. If most men say they're one of the good guys, then why are so many women afraid to walk alone at night? Cole is the perfect husband, a romantic, supportive of his wife, Mel's career, keen to be hands-on dad, not a big drinker, a good guy. So when Mel leaves him, he's flawed, She was lucky to be with a man like him. Craving solitude, he accepts a job on the coast and quickly settles into his new life, where he meets reclusive artist Lenny. Lenny has made the same move for similar reasons. She is living in a crumbling cottage on the edge of a nearby cliff. It's an undeniably scary location, but sometimes you have to face your fears to get past them. As their relationship develops, two young women go missing while on a walk, protesting gendered violence right where Cole and Lenny live. Finding themselves at the heart of a police investigation and media frenzy, it soon becomes clear that they don't know each other very well at all. This is what happens when women have had enough. It is one of those most brilliant, brilliant crime novels, thrillers. As I say, it's my January book of the month. We've produced the most beautiful hardback with red flags, as you would. Go out and grab it. It's just incredible. Something very different. The Cautious Traveller's Guide to the Wastelands will be published much later in the year, probably around June. It's by an author called Sarah Brooks. It is said that there is a price every passenger must pay, a price beyond the cost of a ticket. It is the end of the 19th century and the world is awash with marvels, but there is nothing so marvellous as the wastelands, a terrain of terrible miracles that lies between Beijing and Moscow. Nothing touches this abandoned wilderness except the Great Trans-Siberian Express, an impenetrable train built to carry cargo across continents, but which now transports anyone who dares to cross the shadowy wastelands. Onto the platform steps a curious cast of characters, a grieving woman with a borrowed name, a famous child born on the train as a disgraced naturalist, all heading for the Great Exhibition in Moscow. But their old rules are changing, and there are whispers that the train itself isn't safe. As secrets and stories begin to unravel, the passengers and crew must survive their journey through the wastelands together, even as something uncontrollable seems to be breaking in. Following an unforgettable group of passengers on the way through the barren wasteland between Beijing and Moscow, Brooks's enchanting period novel is a thrilling tale of mystery and danger on the Trans-Siberian Express. It's absolutely beautifully written. It is engaging and page-turning. I can't wait for you to read it. And finally, one little book I just want to tell you about because it's completely captured my heart and blown me away. It's not published, unfortunately, until August, so you've got some time to wait. However, I want to tell you about it. If you can get hands on a early proof, then do. But I assure you, I will be doing something remarkable with this book because it deserves it. It just is amazing. It's called A Little Trickery by Rosanna Pike. Tib was born a vagabond. Tib Ingleby has never had a roof of her own. But her mother has taught her that if you're not too bound by the big man's rules, there are always ways a woman can find a shelter in this world. Now her ma is dead. In a trick gone wrong, young Tib is orphaned and alone. And as she wends her way across the fields and forests of medieval England, it's 10th century by the way, Tib will discover there are people who will care for her as well as those who mean her harm. And there are a great many others who are prepared to believe just about anything. And so when the opportunity presents itself to escape the shackles society has placed on them, Tib and her new friends conjure an audacious plan, her greatest trickery yet. But before they know it, their hoax takes on a life of its own, drawing crowds and vengeful enemies to their door. A Little Trickery is a blazing original, disarmingly funny and deeply moving portrayal of Tudor England I've never seen before. It's a tale of belief and superstition, kingship and courage, and with a ragtag cast of characters, an unforgettable and distinctly angelic or unangelic hero, however you want to see Tib. It is truly, truly remarkable. It's so moving. It's sad in one page, and then it will make you laugh out loud the next. And Tib is just one of those characters you're going to remember for the rest of your life. Again, I just want to say one of the reasons why I set up my book club premiere is that I wanted to read more widely and explore books that I might not normally have picked up. And I think all of the books that I've chosen to talk to you today about are the books that maybe I just would not have read, at least
all of them anyway. But I have discovered some truly life-changing novels this way. And if you want someone to curate your reading in 2024, please do visit Goals of Books and have a look at the Premier Book Club. I've chosen some truly magnificent books in the past that have gone on to be Sunday Times bestsellers and major blockbuster movies. You can find out more about the books there. Gone Girl, Before I Go to Sleep, Half a Yellow Sun by Chimamanda Adichie, or Salmon Fish in the Yemen. I could go on forever. There's been so many books that have been books of the month, Shadow of the Wind. I chose them as books of the month before they became the big books that they have become. And I hope that I'll continue to curate great titles that you want to read. Some of those books are now highly valuable first editions, and they're all signed by the authors, and some of those authors are no longer with us. So they are prized treasures to me. I hope that they would be to you too if you are in the book club. But if you are a book collector and you are not in the Premier Book Club, then please, I urge you to have a look. If you're just a reader and you want to read these books in the purest form, purest hardback form, then please do look at Premier. The other benefits of joining Premier, by the way, is that if you're a book buyer from Goldsborough Books, then you get 15% off everything that you buy at Goldsborough. As we head into 2024, my resolution is to create more podcasts alerting you to the gems that are publishing and interviewing more wonderful writers. Whether it's exploring a new genre, discovering debut authors, or revisiting a classic, let's make 2024 a year of literary adventure. And before I conclude, I want to express my heartfelt gratitude to every one of you who has tuned in throughout the past year. Your passion for books and the written word fuels the soul of this podcast. Here's to a year filled with literary magic, boundless imagination, and the joy of discovering stories that resonate with our hearts. Thank you for joining me on this reflective journey. Until next time, may your pages be filled with wonder, your bookmarks with anticipation, and your literary adventures boundless. Happy New Year.
Subscribe now to be one of the first to hear our new series and follow Goldsborough Books on socials to keep up to date with our latest news and to discover who will be joining me on Confessions of a Book Collector.